Thank you for holding. Is this Vernon?
Yeah.
Hi, Vernon. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a very busy Friday. This is a good problem to have.
Yeah.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Desiree. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions about the placement on Google, aside from just the pricing?
No.
Okay. I'm assuming you've done a search on Google once or twice yourself, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that map that pops up, and then there's just three guys underneath it? It'll have, like, their name, address, phone number, link to their website, reviews.
Yeah. It's the one guy from Alpha. It's the Pacific Garden, wherever the heck the place is, but that has the nursery there and somebody else.
Right. Yeah, so you've seen that before. So that's where we're talking about listing you. Okay?
Okay.
So basically what that means is anytime somebody goes online and they type in a service you provide, if they type in landscaping, if they type in leaf removal or lawn fertilization and treatment, I don't know if you do any kind of hardscaping or custom landscaping, right? But those are called a keyword search. Anytime they type in one of the keywords that you're listed for, they'll see you as a top recommended option in that section. And you can actually hand select the keywords, so that way you're making sure that the calls that are coming in are always qualified. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And obviously they could call you directly. We don't charge per lead or click or call, which I know it's become kind of the norm with a lot of the systems out there like Angie.com and Home Advisor and things like that.
I'm so sick of Angie's not even funny.
Oh, yeah, I've been hearing that more and more these days. There was a report that came out in March where the Federal Trade Commission was considering shutting them down.
300 a month, and they're sending all over Kingdom Cove, Madrid, Pennsylvania, Howardtown, you name it.
Oh, wow.
Bagdad. I don't even know where the heck these places are.
Yeah, they're not exactly geo-targeted. The Google listing, that's another benefit, too. It's geo-targeted. So you can actually pick the service area you cover.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
Did they pay for Home Advisor, or is Home Advisor still separate from them?
No, Home Advisor acquired them in 2016.
Okay, so Home Advisor's not separate from Angie.
No, they're together. I've actually heard of guys who have gotten the same lead on and are using different platform. Like one of them's on Angie, got the same lead as another guy that's on Home Advisor.
Yeah,
because Home Advisor is the parent company. So what Home Advisor does actually is they put themselves on Google. So it's like if they did what we're trying to do for you here. Obviously, they can't show up in the local listing section where we're talking about placing you because they're located in Denver, Colorado. They wouldn't be able to get a PIN verification in your area. But they're still on the first page organically. And then they capture the lead and they'll resell the lead. So maybe, it might have cost them $5 to attain it from Google if you break it down in the grand scheme of things. But they would actually sell it for, 50, 30, 40, whatever they assume it's worth to like four or five other people at a time, and they're charging all of you, whether you get the job or not. So it's pay per lead, not pay per job. That's kind of how they get people. And so, a lot of my customers have found if you just list yourself independently on Google, you don't have to deal with that circus of paying for each individual lead or dealing with the leads going to your competition.
Oh. My contract's up in July. I'm canceling June 1st. I'm getting rid of them. You know what? I'd rather take the money I'm giving them to give it to you.
Well, we have to have a listing available in order to put you on the first page of Google, and that's why we're reaching out to you today, is because we do have the opening. But once we fill that spot, we close out the category, so we won't be able to work with anybody else. I would imagine the guy that we start working with today is going to definitely want to keep it throughout June, July, August. Those are usually the peak time of year for your industry in this area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But did my representative go over any kind of pricing with you at all? Or?
No. How much is it?
Okay, here, let me send it to you. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I send you a link to the pricing page so that way you could see everything?
Yeah.
Okay, here, I'm going to text it to you now. Give me just a moment. Okay, and you will see some bigger numbers there than what we're going to offer you, so don't panic. There are some discounts that you're eligible for. She did say that your company's been around for 29 years. Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. Have you always been in this area?
No, I've been in White House Station. I just moved up there since my stepmother died a year ago. So.
Oh, gotcha. I was going to say, I'm surprised we haven't talked to you before if you've been around. I mean, we had a listing available in this area last year around October.
So it's $399 a month. Okay.
That's the pro. So what I was thinking we could do would actually be to upgrade you to that platinum bundle. So that way you have all the bells and whistles you need. If you're going to leave HomeAdvisor, at least that way you're not going to lose any sleep over it, because that will get you the Google Places placement. You'll be on the first page of Bing, since they use their top five, or they recommend their top five from the Google Places placement as well. So those three guys end up in there. And then you also get our popular directory submission, which would put you on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook ads. It would actually complete your full online profile, right? It includes the .com website for you. So, but what I was thinking I can do is I can reduce that cost to $299. I cut it in half, and then I would lock that in for you month to month. So as long as you decide to come back, you'll keep that rate. And then also what I'd be able to do is put in a request to have your setup fee waived for you. So you won't have to pay the $299 setup fee either. And hopefully that'll offset whatever you've invested into Angie's to this point over time, obviously.
Okay. Can I sign up today?
Well, we have to have the listing available again. You know, we do have the availability. That's why we're reaching out to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's something we're actively looking to fill.
Okay.
So you want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for Vernon F. Landscaping. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, 908-329-5415.
Correct. Okay. And is there a secondary line of contact just in case I needed to get a hold of you?
908-963-9716.
What was the last four again? I'm sorry?
9716.
9716. Okay. Okay. And what's your last name, Vernon?
Hopper, H-O-P-P-E-R.
All right. And are you the sole owner or do you have a partner?
I'm the sole owner.
Okay. I sent you a text message with my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead, but there's going to be an account management team that's going to help me with the fulfillment on your account. So we're going to have a separate graphic designer actually build your website for you, and then there'll also be a client interview technician that's going to interview on the business to lock in your keywords and the specific geo-targeted area for your Google campaign. What's the business email address, though, that I can send the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
It's Vernon, V-E-R-N-O-N,
okay.
H-Hopper, H-O-P-P-E-R, at msn.com.
Okay, is there two H's in there, or is it just Vernon Hopper at msn.com?
Two H's.
Okay, so it's Vernon H. Hopper, so your middle initial is H.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then Google's going to send a PIN verification letter to you. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a postcard. It does get express shipped because we're a premier Google partner. So it gets there a lot quicker. It usually takes about 3 to 5 days on average. We'll get it sent out today. But what's the business street address that I could send that to?
225 Red School Lane.
Okay. I got it here. 08865 Phillipsburg.
Apartment Y10. Make sure you have the apartment Y10 on there.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and add that. And then since this is showing as a residence with the apartment number of Y10, you can actually hide the street address. So you don't have to have that displayed. I could just make it say Vernon S. Landscaping out of Phillipsburg, 08865. I'll have the state on there as well. Do you want to have it hidden or displayed? It's at your own discretion.
Displayed.
Displayed, okay. So I'll leave that up there. Okay, and we could change that at any time if you have a change of heart. And then just to verify, it's Vernon-S Landscaping. That's how you want it displayed?
Vernon's Landscaping, LLC.
Okay, so that's a typo. Let me just make sure I edit this. And then your company is an LLC, you said?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and update. It looks much more professional that way. Okay. And then do you have a company logo developed or before and after shots of work that you've done in the past?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to send you an email address. It's very easy.
Okay.
It's just photos@localsplash.com. If you could send those in, we'll have those uploaded to your website. And that way they're visible. And then anytime you get new ones from the new jobs that we bring in, you could always send them in and we could update your portfolio on that site.
Okay.
Same with your Facebook page. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then how would you like your hours of operation displayed?
8 to 6.
8 to 6 p.m. And is that Monday through Friday or do you work the weekends as well?
Yeah, work weekends too.
Okay, so go Monday through Sunday?
Yep.
Okay, and then can you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
Yep.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I have the business profile created. I do need to schedule a time for a client interview. Client interviews, they typically take about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in order to get them completed. What's your schedule look like for Monday, May 9th?
May 9th. Mm-hmm. May 9th. Let's see, I got a doctor's appointment in the morning. What do you have? What time do you have?
Afternoon?
Yeah.
I have 11 to 12. That's not really afternoon. Afternoon, I have 1 to 2. I have a... we could go way in the afternoon if you want to go 4 and 5. I have a 5 and 6 and a 6 and 7.
4 to 5, yeah.
If you want to do 4 to 5 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll send you a calendar invitation to this appointment to your email.
Okay.
And then I'll also send a text like 1 hour before the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. We could always reschedule it, but I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible or at least before that PIN verification letter arrives. So that way we could just get the 5-digit code off the back of that and go live with the account.
Sounds good.
All right. And then the last thing we got to do is secure the listing for your business. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Company card.
Okay. And is it under your name or the business name or both?
Both.
Okay. Is there any middle initial in your name?
Yeah, Vernon H. Hopper.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address for sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4436.
4436.
0300.
0300.
7210.
7210.
7462.
7462. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
12/24.
Okay, and small 3-digit code on the back?
532.
532, okay. And as an added form of protection for you, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification to outline the service agreement because of the discounted pricing structure. We're also going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. You got to sign off on it. So it's not like a long-term contract or anything, but we just want to make sure we have in writing exchange of service. So this is what we're doing, and this package is what you're getting for this rate, right? As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. Just say, hey, John, what is that? And then we can obviously make sure we're at a firm understanding before we authorize any transaction. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Vernon's Landscaping, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Vernon Hopper, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Vernon, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're already doing. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something online, which you really shouldn't need with the package that I put you on, let us know about it so we can make sure that you're not like paying for anything that we're already doing or duplicating any of the listings.
Okay.
Okay. And it says your payment for the initial term of your service agreement is going to be a 2-month period. So it's a verbal contract that they request. It's not written or binding, right? It's paid out 1 month at a time. So it's a 2-month initial agreement. It says the initial payment for the term and account setup will be charged today in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is for our Platinum Package Bundle, which means that we've included the .com website for you at no additional charge. And I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 6th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely or for as long as you are with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time because you're not binded to this agreement. It states all that we ask is if you are going to discontinue that you let us know 3 business days before the next billing is due. Either way, no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. Upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message as well as a welcome email. The welcome text and welcome emails are going to be loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's also going to contain the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. And this is a very useful tool, so that way we could show you each month the clients that we're bringing in for you. Okay. You will get a separate email with those login credentials as well as about a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So that concludes our initial sign-up. So I'm going to hang on the line with you here just to make sure that you receive your welcome text and the outline of the agreement. Once we have you sign off on that, you're basically good to go for the weekend, and then we'll circle back with you for that client interview between 4 and 5 on Monday.
All right, so thanks for your book. A copy of your invoice email. Is it my email or is it going to be in my text?
It should be in that text. So the invoice, it's saying, has been sent to your email. You will have the invoice receipt.
All right, the DHTTP. All
right.
Services, landing page, Google, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
So that's all the products and features outlined. Now, this is also sent over to your email as well, so that way you always have that on file. And then, obviously, marketing with Google is considered a business expense, so you will be able to write this off with your CPA at the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll get it back that way and with the clients it brings in. It's a win-win. Yep, but at the bottom, it'll ask you to certify that you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, and all that information is true and correct. That way we know it's not somebody pretending to be Vernon. And then, of course, at the bottom, you want to sign your first and last as it appears above. Now, if there is any kind of typo there, do not sign it. We'll have to resend it to you.
Okay. It won't do for a signature. I wonder why.
It has to match with the way the name is spelled just above the bottom.
Oh, well, you know what? I forgot the H, dude. There
what happened?
Go. I forgot the H.
Oh, you put Opportunity. Okay. All right. So let me see here. It looks like we have received it on our end. All right. So that concludes our initial sign-up. I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. As I mentioned earlier, I'll be your account lead moving forward. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you have my direct number and extension. Feel free to call at any time. We also have a 24/7 customer service available to you if I'm not in office. Okay. So no questions or dumb questions. What was that?
No, I have no questions,
Oh, okay. I thought you had a question there. But you could call in at any time. I always say no questions or dumb questions. Our educated clients are usually the happiest ones because they know what we're bringing to the table for their business. So, you know, if you ever have any concerns about anything or you want to make any changes, feel free to call in. As of right now, the only things I want you to focus on will be that client interview on Monday. Like I said, I'll send you a reminder 1 hour before, but it's scheduled between 4 and 5. And then your PIN verification letter. We already have requested that be sent out today. So you should receive it by about this time next week, if not sooner. When you do receive it, feel free to call me or text. I do need that 5-digit number on the back of it. Okay, we only have to do that one time. I'll never send you anything in the mail again after that. Okay, but at least that way you're registered with Google. And even if you're not with us, you'll always have that. You'll always have that page and always have those reviews that you can use as a reference for future jobs. So it's a good tool.
Okay.
And then, of course, if you have time this weekend, please send in the logo and any photos that you have that you would like to use for that website. So that way.
Yeah, once we'll talk tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, enjoy your weekend, Vernon, and then I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.